You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So Friday has arrived. You boys in the morning ready to have some fun. We're going to do a No Filter Friday at 7 o'clock. So that'll be good. We'll open up the phone, see what's going on in your world, have a few laughs.
Yeah.
I got to tell you what's going on in Kentucky, the great state of Kentucky.
What's happening?
Well, this is really interesting. You know, with schools getting underway, we've got a few of the school districts here in the Denver area that are underway. A few more will get underway next week. So that's exciting. But that means kids getting on school buses and taking a ride to school and back home again. I rode a lot of school buses as a kid. I know you did for a little while as well.
Mm-hmm.
So get a load of this story out of Kentucky. I guess what they've been having such a problem trying to get people to become school bus drivers. They have such a shortage of drivers that they decided during the off season, if you will, over summer, to try to rejigger the routes so that they wouldn't need as many drivers.
Okay.
They changed some of the bus stops. They did this, they did that. Anyway, when it got started this week, it was such a cluster that there were some kids who didn't get home until 10 p.m.
Holy crap, those poor kiddos. They're like, I'm so hungry.
They were on the bus until 9-something p.m.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine the outrage coming from the parents?
Oh, it's crazy. They say there's something like 90,000 students in this school district, and it's just disastrous. Some of the bus stops that they've put in are more than a half a mile from people's homes. Some of the bus stops are at busy intersections. Parents are losing their minds. The school district has canceled classes for a couple of days.
Just to get it figured out.
Right, to try to huddle up and say, what are we going to do about these school buses?
What a pain. What a disaster. And, I think it's like a nightmare. I'm probably spot on that many parents are just going to be so outraged, and you're going to be hearing about this for months. Then there's probably the handful of parents that are like, this is fine. I don't have to see my kid until 10 o'clock at night. Keep it the way it is.
Right.
All good here.
Man,
that sucks, man. But yeah, you were right. I rode the bus just a little bit in middle school. I want to say maybe 6 months or so before I had to get off because there was some bullying situations, true bullying, where kids were threatening me and following me home, essentially trying to beat me up. So my mom pulled me off the bus.
What'd you do to them? Were you sarcastic?
I didn't do anything. Back in the day, man, I was just a scrawny, dorky middle schooler. And one kid in particular I can remember picking on me the most. And it's so funny. I saw him at the stock show or something last year, and he never hit his growth spurt. So he is probably like 4'5". He's a tiny little man now, and I recognized him, and you don't know how bad I just wanted to go up to him and just shove him down. Hey, remember middle school? Things have changed. Good times.
I rode a lot of buses as a kid, and when we lived overseas, we lived in northern Italy. The American school that we went to was a long ways away. I'd have to go back now and look. I want to say 30 miles or something like that. So we rode the bus each morning to Verona, Italy, just to go to the American school and then back. So I spent, several hours a week on school buses.
Yeah.
And it was, talk about building social skills.
You'll learn everything about life on the school bus.
You do, and you learn about singing songs and trading your soccer cards and eating weird stuff left over in your lunchbox and fights and you name it. The beauty of it is that we had there were two buses that made the drive from Desenzano, Italy, to Verona, Italy. And they had, since we were all Air Force kids, they had a couple of Air Force, they probably would have been Airman First Class or something like that. They were young guys, probably 19, 20, 21 years old, that their task that they were assigned was to drive the American kids to school and back.
Okay.
Well, if you can imagine young guys like that driving these school buses, they eventually got to the point where they would race.
Oh, man.
And I'm not making that. And no one could get away with that today. But they would race at times. And we, being the kids on the buses, were cheering them on because we wanted to beat the other bus.
Sure. Go faster.
And so there's like passing each other and making turns on, you know, two wheels or however many wheels.
Can you imagine that going flying today, you know?
Yeah, there's no way it would happen
today. No way.
And it added so much fun for us. That I don't know. It's one
it's
of the
a good
actually,
memory. Yeah,
it is a good memory. That much time on a school bus could be very depressing, but I think we just made the most of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And drawing pictures of naughty things and holding up against the window.
That's what I was
going to
say. It's
cars.
Like, don't you love pulling up behind a school bus and seeing like 15 kids in the back window flipping you off?
Yeah,
there's
or
something
mooning you.
Charming about that. You know, you're not even mad at them. You're like, I would have been doing the same thing, and you flip them off back. You know.
And this was in Italy, so we could write things on paper, and the Italian drivers didn't know what we were saying to them most of the time,
sure.
You know, because we were writing it in English, and they're looking at like,
what the?
But anyway, this school, and it's actually called Jefferson County in Kentucky. It's their own Jefferson County. They now will put their heads together and try to figure out how the hell do we get kids home before 10 o'clock at night.
I hope they figure it out.